Okay, good morning. Today's daf is a Nedarim daf Nun Beis. We're going to pick up with the Gemara at the following the Mishnah towards the middle of Nun Aleph from a Beis. We're going to continue with our discussion of what types of foods are included in Nedarim and how the type of food that's included depends on the Lashon that was used and how the scope of the Neder is very sensitive to the Lashon of the Neder. So we'll talk about the fish and the large fish, the small fish, the chopped fish, the various fish innards, the fish brine that we started discussing in the Mishnah yesterday. At the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we will talk about whether one who is noder from chalav, whether one who is noder from milk is mutter to eat whey, and then conversely whether one who is noder from whey is mutter to eat milk, whether milk and whey are considered to be the same thing, or whether whey is considered to be separate from milk. Then the Mishnah then is going to continue on and is going to talk about the concept of Notzein Tam and the concept of Bittul Barov. And we'll discuss a little bit over here some of the things that are brought down in this massive run on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara and the Mishnayos on Nun Beis Amud Beis are going to continue on with this discussion of what is included in various nedarim. If a person makes a neder on grapes, is he allowed to drink wine? If he makes a neder on olives, is he allowed to eat oil? And so on and so forth. So we'll talk again just all about the scope of nedarim based on the various lashonos that he uses. So we had done the Mishnah yesterday on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We had talked about how if a person says dugim shani toim, that's what the Gemara is going to focus on. That dugim, the lashon of dugim, incorporates both large fish and small fish and salted fish and unsalted fish, raw fish and cooked fish. And what we had said, though, however, is if a person says that he's going to take a neder from dugim, again, dug mashma large fish, which are sold separately, dugim are mashma small fish, which are sold in bunches, that it's going to be mutter for him to eat this michel called tris trufa, because tris trufa incorporates chopped up fish. And from his lashon of dugga, it's mashma only, or dugim, it's mashma only whole fish. And it's similarly going to be mutter for him to eat fish innards and to eat fish innards and brine. And then the Mishnah had said that if a person is noder from tzachana, then it's going to be usur for him to eat the tris trufa, because tzachana includes chopped up fish as well, but it's going to be mutter for him to eat the brine and the fish innards and the fish juice, because the fish juice and brine is not included in this michel of tzachana. And then finally the Gemara concluded that a noder mit tris trufa, if a person is noder from tris trufa, from this type of chopped michel, then the Mishnah says usur, but the girsa on the side is mutter, but sira b'murias again, because the michel of tris trufa does not include sira murias, does not include all this fish brine. So says the Gemara like this: Satani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, dug shani toim. If a person says that I am not going to eat dug, so usur bigdolim and mutter bigtanim. It's usur for him to eat large fish, it's mutter for him to eat small fish, because the lashon of dug implies only a large fish. Those fish which are sold as a single unit, and that's only large fish that are sold one by one. Dagash anitoim, if a person says dagash anitoim, then usur biktanim umutur bigdolim. Then it's usur for him to benefit from small fish, but it's going to be mutter for him to benefit from large fish, because dagah is b'mashma small fish to the exclusion of large fish. It's only mashma small fish, not large fish. Dug dagash anitoim, however, if a person says dug dagah, then usur bein bigdolim bein biktanim, then it's usur for him to eat big fish and small fish. So normally Rav Papa Abaye, so says Rav Papa to Abaye, mimai de dug shanitoim gadolhu. How do we know that the lashon of dug is a lashon of a large fish? Tichsiv, because it says in the pasuk regarding Yonah, Vayamein Hashem dog gadol livloa es Yonah, that Hashem sent a dog gadol, a large fish, to swallow Yonah. So over here we see Mefurish in the pasuk that a dog is a lashon of a large fish. So says the Gemara, but wait, but another pasuk by Yonah tells us, Vayispalel Yonah el Hashem Elokav mimei hadaga. The pasuk also says that Yonah cried out, that Yonah davened out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the innards of not the dog, but daga. So if you're telling me that now dog, it means a big fish, but daga means a small fish, so which was it? Did Hashem send the big fish to swallow Yonah, or was Yonah in the bowels of a small fish? So says the Gemara, well, hello, Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Dilma palti daga de lo bale da katan. That maybe a large fish had initially swallowed Yonah, and then that large fish spat Yonah out, and then Yonah was swallowed by a smaller fish. And so there's no contradiction in the Psukim, because it could be both, that Hashem sent a large fish to swallow Yonah, and when Yonah got around to davening to Hashem for salvation, he was davening from the innards of a small fish. So says the Gemara, okay, but I'll bring you a raya from another pasuk that teaches me that daga has to include large fish as well as small fish. So says the Gemara, Ella v'hadaga asher bayor mesa. By the makah of dam, it says that the daga that was in the yard died. So now, who died? What died, rather? So gdolim, so ktanim mesu, gdolim lo mesu. Do you want to tell me that daga means only small fish? In which case, the mashmos of the pasuk is going to be that the small fish died, but the large fish didn't die? Why would that be the case? If the whole point of the makah of dam was that all of the water turned into blood, then the water turning into blood should impact the large fish as well as the small fish. So why would it be only that the small fish would die? Ela daga mashma gedolim umashma ktanim. So you're right. In the pasuk, the Gemara comes around to the answer that we were probably all thinking about when we started bringing riots from these psukim. We've learned already 10 times here in this Masechta that by Nedarim Holchim Achar Lashon Bnei Adam. We don't necessarily follow what it says in the psukim. So we don't necessarily follow the mashmos and the meaning of words in the psukim. But what we did see was that we do try to bring. We could bring riots from the psukim as to what the lashon bnei adam is. We can't bring a conclusive raya as to what the nether includes because it says such and such in the pasuk, but we can use the pasuk to inform us as to what the lashon bnei adam is mashma. But what the Gemara is telling us now is that in the lashon of the pasuk, daga means gdolim and ktanim. How do we know? Because by the makah of dam, it says vadaga shabayor mesu, and it's impossible to say that only the small fish died, the large fish didn't die. So lashon haTorah means both. However, v'nedarim halchanach lashon bnei adam, but by nedarim halchanach lashon bnei adam, and lashon bnei adam, dag means a large fish, daga means only a small fish, and not a large fish. Therefore, it comes out that if a guy makes a nether against daga, he's usher only in small fish, but he's mutter to eat large fish. Good. So says the Gemara, just continuing on with what we had mentioned in the Mishnah, hanoder menat tzachna. So we had said that if a person is noder from tzachna, which is this meichel, that's a mixture of a small, salted, whole, and chopped fish, that he's mutter to eat the fish innards and the fish juice. Because the Meichel of Tzachna includes only whole and chopped up fish, but it doesn't include fish innards and fish juice. So says the Gemara, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Amar hare alai tzichin mai. So what if a guy says that, tzichin should be usher to me? So it says the Ron says you have to understand what the derivation of the word tzachne is in order to understand the question of the Gemara. So this Meichel that's composed of the salted fish, some of which are whole, some of which are chopped up, is called tzachna because salted fish smells. And so tzachna means stench. It means something that's smelly. Tzichin means strong smelling things. So tzichin is a broader lashon than tzachna. And so I might think that if you're noder from tzichin, you come to include more things in the neder than would be included if you made the neder on tzachna. So it could be tzachna includes only this meichel of the chopped up and the whole salted fish. But it could be tzichin, which means smelly things, all smelly things, not only the thing called stench, but all things that have a stench. That might include tzir umurias, that might include fish innards and fish brine. So says the Gemara, T-boy, so the Gemara leaves it as a question. And the Ron, as always, when it says tiboy, we don't know. We would have to interpret the neder in the broadest way possible. So if a person says tzichin, even though we're not sure whether it includes tzir umurias, la halacha, we would act as if the neder would include tzir umurias, because by nedarim we always go lechumra, because again nedarim are isurim midaraisa. Good. So says the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Hanoder min achalav. If a person takes a neder from chalav, then mutter bekum. Then it's mutter for him. Then it's mutter for him to eat whey. So the Ron says, why is it mutter for him to eat whey? Again, the way that we're talking about is whey. So the reason that it's mutter for him to eat whey is because the Ron says whey is not called milk. And so if a guy takes a lashon, the guy takes a neder using a lashon of milk, then he's usher only in milk, but he's mutter in whey because whey is not milk. So Rav Yossi oser, and Rav Yossi says no, he's not allowed to eat whey. If he takes a neder from milk, he's not allowed to eat whey. Minakum, if he takes a neder from whey, mutter b'chalav, then he's allowed to drink milk, because everybody would agree, it appears from the Mishnah, that milk is not included in whey. The Gemara on Nun Beis Amud Beis, and the Ran's explanation of the Gemara on Nun Beis Amud Beis, is going to make it apparent that the Ran's Girsa here on the Mishnah has Rav Yossi arguing on this case as well. So the way the Ran will learn the Gemara, and the way that we'll explain the Mishnah therefore, is that Rav Yossi comes and argues here as well, and says that if you took a neder on milk, it's also to eat whey, says Rav Yossi. Similarly, if you took a neder on whey, it's usher to drink milk, according to Rav Yossi. We'll see why in the Gemara Nun Beis Amud Beis, God willing. Abishalom, Abishal says like this: Anoder min agvina, if a person takes a neder from gvina, from cheese, usher, but it's usher for him to eat cheese, be malucha vitfela, whether it be salted cheese or unsalted cheese. Says the Ran, what's the chiddush? That you said you're going to take a neder from cheese. So what's the havamina that you would be mutter in unsalted cheese? So the Ran says that since the overwhelming majority of cheese happens to be salted cheese, I might think that when he took the neder and he was noder against cheese, he had in mind only to include salted cheese and not unsalted cheese, because stam cheese is salted. Kamash Malan, he came to include everything, both the salted and the unsalted. Now, Hanoder min abasar, if a person is noder from basar, from meat, mutter barotav uvekipa, it's mutter for him to eat the gravy and the shreds of meat. So I interpreted kipa like the way the Ran does. The Ran says kipa is hainu dak shel basar sheyored lishule ikteret. It's the little shreds of meat that fall into the bottom of the pot. The Rav Mibartanura though explains in the Mishnayos Yochanan Boaz, he explains that this kippa is rotav shenikrash. It's rotav. It's the gravy that has congealed. But the Rav's explanation is really difficult, because we're talking now about things that are not included in the neder of meat. So if you're noder on meat, then it's going to be mutter berotav, and in this thing called kippa. So if it's going to be mutter in the rotav, which is the sauce that the meat that was cooked in, the gravy, the meat that was cooked in, then isn't it pashut that it would be mutter to eat that gravy after it congealed? After it congealed, it doesn't even have the same form as it did when the meat was cooked in it. So it should be pashut that the gravy that's congealed is going to be mutter. Therefore, it's more mistaber, like the explanation of the Ran, that kippa means the meat shreds. But in any event, if a guy takes a neder against the meat, it's mutter for him to eat gravy, and it's mutter for him to eat these meat shreds. Rav Yehuda osar. Rav Yehuda says it is osar for him to eat this stuff, because it all goes along with the meat. So Amar Rav Yehuda, so says Rav Yehuda, Maisa v'asar aleinu Rabbi Tarfon. There was a Maisa when Rav Tarfon asered us, Bebeitzim shenishbash luimo, that the Rabbi Tarfon asered beitzim that were cooked with the meat. So if Rabbi Tarfon asered even an egg that was cooked with meat, then shouldn't we certainly aser the gravy and the shreds of meat that are included in the meat? So if the guy takes a neder from meat, and even an egg is going to be aser, then certainly the stuff that goes along with the meat should be aser. So says the Gemara, so says the Mishnah, Amrulo, so the Chachamim said to Rav Yehuda, Kena Davar, you're right, that Maisa did happen, where the egg was cooked with the meat and Rav Tarfon Asr the egg. But why did Rabbi Tarfon Asr the egg? Amasai Bizman Shayomar, Bizman Shayomar, Basar Ze Alai. That's only not where the guy says, I'm not allowed to eat meat. It's where the guy says, this piece of meat is Asr. He made this piece of meat a Chaticha Shal Isser. And then, so the halacha is, if a guy renders something usr, or if a piece of meat is usr, let's say it's a nevela, or it's a trefa, or something like that, shanoder min adavar, because if a person is noder from something, venis arev ba'acher, and gets mixed in together with something else, im yeshba b'no Saint Tom, usr, if the item that's usr has the ability to be no Saint Tom into the mutter item, then even the mutter item is going to become usr. So you can't bring me a raya from a case where a guy said that this busr should be usr to me, then yes, that busr has the ability to render usr something that's cooked together with a busr. But it's no raya whether if a guy stam says busr, does he come to include the gravy or the shreds of meat or an egg for that matter? I have no idea. It's not really a fair comparison. Now the Mashmos over here in the Mishnah, and we'll discuss this in a second when we conclude the Mishnah, we'll discuss what the Ran has to say here. But what the Mishnah says is that if a person is noder from something, so if a person makes something a chaticha shel iser, and then something else, then it's mixed into something else. If that chaticha shel iser has the ability to be no Saint Tom, then even that which is mutter becomes aser. All right, that's the power to aser something b'no Saint Tom. The mashmos is that if the thing that's aser is not no Saint Tom, the mashmos is this is going to be mutter. So we'll talk in the Ran why that would be the case. But let's just finish up the Mishnah. So noder min hayayin, if a person takes a neder from wine, then mutter b'tavshil sheyesh bo tam yayin, then it's going to be mutter for him to eat a tavshil that has the taste of wine in it. Again, because he's noder only from wine and not from things that taste like wine. But Omer konem yayin ze shani toim. But if he says, if he makes this wine a cheftza shel iser, a chaticha shel iser, and v'nafal a tavshil, and then it falls into the tavshil, and yeshba b'no Saint Tom, if the wine has the ability to be no Saint Tom, then areze aser, then it's going to be aser. So again, the case of wine is sort of similar to the case of the meat. Bless you. So the case of wine is similar to the case of the meat. So it, just like by meat, other things besides meat wouldn't be included in the neder, but if he's noder on this chaticha of meat, if he makes this chaticha of meat, a chaticha shel iser, then the chaticha can aser other things b'no Saint Tom. So too, even when he makes a general neder on wine, it does not come to include things that have the taste of wine, but if he says this wine is aser to me, then it has the same halacha. If it can impart tam to something else, if it's no Saint Tom to something else, that other thing will become aser as well. All right, so this Ran, which takes up literally the entire Amud, we're not going to read it all inside because he goes off on a bunch of tangents and discusses things in great detail that are beyond the scope of this sugya. But just generally speaking, he starts with a fundamental question. As we were medayik earlier from the Mishnah, that if you have something that's a chaticha shel iser and it gets mixed into something else, then if that chaticha shel iser has b'no Saint Tom, if it's no Saint Tom to the heter, then the thing that's mutter becomes aser. But the mashmos is that if it's not no Saint Tom, then the thing that's mutter remains mutter. In other words, the chaticha shel iser does not have the ability to aser that which is mutter. So the Ran asks, why is this the case? In a darim, a neder is something that's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. And why is a neder something that's a davar sheyesh lamatirin? Because you said that this piece of meat is asr to you, or this wine is asr to you. So what you could do is you could go to a chacham, and you could be shoal on your neder. You could renege on the neder. You can abolish the neder. And if you are able to be shoal on the neder, and if the neder is a davar sheyesh lamatirin, so we hold that a davar sheyesh lamatirin is afilu be'elef lo batal. And therefore, why is it mutter? Why is the mixture mutter? Even if the chaticha shel iser doesn't have the ability to be no Saint Tom, it should never be susceptible to bittul, because this neder is in its essence a davar sheyeshlo, a davar sheyeshlo, a davar sheyeshlo matirin. So why is it going to be batal? And the Ram points out, for the same reason, ordinarily we know, we're conditioned to anticipate that when we have a suffik d'oraisa, we'll go l'chumra. When we have a suffik d'rabbanan, we'll go l'kula. But the Ran says that if we have a davar sheyesh lo matirin, then by a suffik d'rabbanan, we wouldn't go l'kula. Why? Because suffik d'rabbanan l'kula is itself a kula, and there's no reason to avail ourselves and to rely on this kula if we're dealing with something that ultimately is going to become mutter anyway. So if we're dealing with something that's going to ultimately become mutter anyway, why are we willing to say that the chaticha shel iser is batal in the mixture if it doesn't have benosein tam? Even if it doesn't have benosein tam, it should still not be batal. So the Ran says that by a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that which we say ain't a batal, that davar sheyesh lo matirin is a filo b'elef lo batal, that's only by min b'mino. But by min b'she'eino mino, it's going to be batal if it doesn't give off no saint tam. If it does give no saint tam, then as we saw in the Mishnah, it is not going to be batal. So there's obviously a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. And of course our Mishnah is talking about min b'she'eino mino, because our Mishnah is talking about meat and an egg. Right, and therefore the only reason that the meat is not batal is because it's no saint tam. If it's not no saint tam, it's going to be batal. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it's only a neder. Yeah, but min b'she'eino mino by a davar sheyesh lo matirin is going to be batal if ain bo b'no saint tam. So what's the pshat for distinguishing between a min b'mino and a min b'she'eino mino? What's the svara for distinguishing between min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino by a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So he explains that, and we've discussed this, not we, but the rabbi in the context of the daf shir and otherwise has discussed this many times over the course of the daf, wherever this sugi appears, that by min b'mino, the reason that min b'mino is ain't a batal is because the davar shel heter isn't mevatel the iser, but rather actually strengthens the iser. Because they don't clash, because you have a min b'mino, because the two things are alike, and therefore the thing that's mutter cannot overwhelm and cannot be mevatel the thing that's usser. However, by min b'she'eino mino, there's an inherent conflict. By min b'she'eino mino, there's an inherent conflict because one min is not like the other min. And by min b'she'eino mino, therefore, the heter is mevatel the iser and actually weakens it. So there would be a basis to distinguish between min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. So ultimately, after all said and done, and there's a lot more in this long run, but just for the purposes of a daf shir and for the purposes of understanding the Mishnah, if you make the meat a chefza shel iser, and then the meat falls into tarovet, something which is usser and something that's mutter, even though the davar hanadur is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, the iser is going to be batal in the heter if it's ein bo b'no saint tam, because by min b'she'eino mino a davar something could be batal even by a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So that's the way the Ran winds up explaining the Mishnah. So now turning to Nun Beis and Mabeis, starting with the Gemara. So again, so we had a Shita Rav Yossi in the Gemara. We had a Shita Rav Yossi that if a person is noder on milk, then it's going to be usur for him to eat whey, because apparently Rav Yossi would hold that whey is considered to be a type of milk, or if he takes a neder on milk, then whey is considered to be milk. Now obviously we don't eat whey, and the milk that we drink doesn't include whey. However, they're close, right? Whey is something that's created in the product of making milk and cheese and stuff, so it's close enough. But Rav Yossi apparently says that whey is included in the iser of milk. So says the Gemara, really, is that the case for a minu? But we ask Akasha, min adashim, if a guy takes a neder against lentils, then usur ba'ashishim, then it's going to be usur for him to eat honey-fried lentils. Rav Yossi Mater. And Rav Yossi is going to say that it's mutter for him to eat honey fried lentils. So the Ron says, okay, so what's the kasha? So Rav Yossi says that it's mutter for him to eat honey fried lentils if he takes a nether against lentils. What in the world does that have to do with milk? So the Ron says that if he permits honey fried lentils, which is sort of the same thing as lentils, but it's prepared a different way. So if he permits something that's in the same min as that which he was noder against, but it's prepared a little bit of a different way, if Rav Yossi is prepared to be mater that, so how in the world can he aser whey if a guy took a neder against milk? Whey and milk are much less similar than lentils and honey fried lentils, where Rav Yossi is willing to distinguish between them. So says the Gemara, lo kasha, mar ki esrei, mar ki esrei. It all depends on lashon b'nei adam. Again, by nedarim halach acha lashon b'nei adam. So it depends. When you take a neder on milk, does it include whey or not? So ba'asra de rabbanon, in the place of the rabbanon, in the locale of the rabbanon, kari l'chalba chalbo l'kuma kuma. They would call milk milk, and they would call whey whey. And therefore, if a person takes a nether against milk, it does not include whey. Ba'asra de Rav Yossi, l'kuma nami kari l'kuma de chalba. And in the place of Rav Yossi, in the place of Rav Yossi, they would also call whey whey of milk. And since they would call whey, whey of milk, they associated it with milk. And therefore, if a person takes a nether against milk, it's going to be usser. It's going to be usser for him to eat whey as well. So in other words, basically, the Ron explains, basically what the Gemara is concluding is that this machlokas between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim has got nothing to do about whether a nether against a certain type of food automatically incorporates the affiliated food, all right? And that's what the issue is by the Adashim. Adashim is one thing. Ashishim is like a food that's affiliated with Adashim because it's honey-fried lentils. So the difference between lentils, like potatoes, and French-fried potatoes. So that's the difference. But this machlokas over here, that this machlokas over here between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim doesn't mean whether if I take a nether, it's not about whether if I take a nether against a certain food, automatically all types of affiliated foods are incorporated in the nether. It has to do whether the affiliated food is actually called by the name of the thing that I assert on myself with a nether. If whey goes by the name milk, then whey would be included in the nether. If whey doesn't go by the name milk, then whey would not be included in the nether. And the Ron explains that even though they only call whey milk whey, and nobody calls milk the milk of whey, Rav Yossi would still prohibit the milk if he was no there on the way, as we'll see in the Gemara. So actually, and we had mentioned this on the Mishnah that Rav Yossi argues on both cases. Let's see another line of the Gemara, then we'll explain. So Tanya, so 5 lines down now. Hanoder min achalav. If a person is noder from chalav, mutter bekum. Min akum mutter bechalav. So that's the Tanakama. Min achalav mutter begvina. Min agvina mutter bechalav. Min arotav mutter bekipa. If he takes another from rotav, he's mutter to eat meat shreds. Min akipa mutter berotav. From kipa, he's mutter berotav. And from the kipa, he's mutter berotav. All right, so let's pause over there for a second. So the Ron had actually said that so the Ron asks the kasha, which it then comes out from the kasha that it's obvious that he had a different gears in the Mishnah. So the Ron says, Vim Tomer the Rav Yossi, Tinach the Noder Men Acholav Aser Bekum. I understand if a person takes another from Cholav, then he's going to be Aser in Way Levisha Dayin Shem Cholav Alav the Kuma de Chalba Karele, because people call it Kuma de Chalba. Ela Noder Men Akum Amai Aser Bechalav. But if a person is Noder from Kum, why is he Aser in Cholav? Wait, in the Mishnah we had said that anoder bekum mutter bechalav. That's all we said, and we never brought down the sheet of Rav Yossi. But the Ron obviously understands that Rav Yossi would argue even in that second case in the Mishnah, and Rav Yossi says that if the guy takes another from kum, it's going to be usur for him to eat chalav. So the Ron says, why? I understand they call whey of milk. But if the guy takes a nether against whey, why would it be usur for him to drink milk? So lo kari lechalba dekuma. They don't call it milk of whey. So yesh lomar the given the kari lekuma kuma dechalba. Since they call whey of milk, havelu chalav akum davar echad. Chalav and kum become the same thing. What does it mean that they become the same thing? They're not the same thing. So what the Ran means is that the phrases are used interchangeably. Is that therefore in the locale of Rav Yossi, whey can mean milk and milk can mean whey. And therefore, if a person takes a nether on any of these things, it includes not only the thing, but also the associated thing. If he takes a nether on milk, it includes whey. If he takes the nether on whey, it includes milk. So that's the sheet of the Ran. So it's apparent that he has a different girsa in the Mishnah, like we explained when we did the Mishnah. So what we had said over here was that we had said, if you take a nether on these various things, forget about the milk and the whey. If you take a nether now on the chalav, then it's mutter for him to eat gvina. Gvina mutter b'chalav. Rotav mutter b'kipa. Kipa mutter b'rotav. Now, im amar basar ze'alai. However, if he says basar ze'alai, Asur bo uverotvo uvekipo. Then it's asur to eat all the associated stuff. Again, because we're talking sort of in the abstract, if I take a nether on meat, what's included? Is it only meat or is it the rotav? But if I say this piece of meat is a chaticha shel isur, then it asurs not only itself, but also that which it's cooked with. Hanoder min ayayin mutter betavshel sheyesh batam yayin. Similarly, if a person takes a nether on wine, it's mutter for him to eat a tavshel that has a tam of wine. Amar konam yayim zeh sheini toim. However, if a person says, this wine is to me like a chaticha shel iser, benofa letocha tavshel, and then that wine falls into the middle of a tavshel, em yeshba benosein tam areze asur. If there's enough wine, if there's enough wine to be nosein tam, then it's going to be asur. Okay, so says the next mission, again, continuing on this theme. Hanoder mina anavim, if a person takes a nether against grapes, mutter b'yayin, then it's mutter for him to drink wine. Mina zesim, if he takes a nether against olives, mutter b'shemen, it's going to be mutter for him, to eat olive oil, to drink olive oil. And the Ran says that this nether is ordinarily assumed to incorporate only the fruit itself and not the juices that are extracted from the fruit, and therefore grapes include only grapes, not wine. Olives include only olives and not oil. And the Ran says this is true even though the main purpose of the fruit could be for its juice. So for example, olives, more people use olives for olive oil than to eat raw olives themselves. But even so, if a guy takes a nether against olives, it's only going to be usher in the olives and not in the olive oil. However, Omar konem zesim va'anovim elu she'eni toem. If a person doesn't simply take a nether against the species of grape or olive, but if he says this grape, this olive is usher to me, well then it's the same halacha that we've been seeing in the prior Mishnah. Then usher ben uvayotzeh mehem. Then it's usher for him to eat the grape or the olive and that which is extracted from the grape or the olive, because he made this thing a chaticha shel iser. So says the Gemara, boy Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks the kasha. So again, in the seif of the Mishnah, we had said that if he says konem zesim va'anovim elu she'eni toem, then it's going to be usher for him to eat the base fruit and whatever is extracted from the fruit. So boy Rami Bar Chama, elu dafka o she'eni toem dafka. There were two lashonos in this nether that's brought down in the seif of the Mishnah. Konem blank elu shani toim. So what's ma'akev here? What makes this, and what makes the anovim or the zesim the chaticha shel iser? So what's the lashon of the nether that gives us this hook? Is it elu or is it the lashon of shani toim? So isal kadaitach elu dafka. So if you want to say that elu zafka, that if you say konem anovim elu or konem zesim elu, that's enough of a hook to render the zesim or the anovim the chaticha shel iser. So says the Gemara, shani toim lamali. So why are you then continuing on with this superfluous lashon of shani toim? Why are you bringing that lashon down? So says the Gemara, hakamash malon da'afal gav damer shani toim. Why? Because it's teaching me that even though he may have said she'eni toim, ida amar elu mitzar v'ilo lo. It's to teach me that even if he used the lashon of she'eni toim, it's not that lashon which causes this thing to become a chaticha shel iser. Rather, it's the lashon of elu that causes it to become a chaticha shel iser. So amar Rava, so says Rava, tashma, I'll bring a raya. Konem peros ha elu alai. If he says that these peros should be konam to me, konem em lefi aser bechilufeyem uvigiduleyem. Then it's aser for him to eat the chilufin, the things that are exchanged for the peros, and the gidulim, and that which grows from the peros. I habiyotze ben mutter. I, but what is extracted from the peros, the diuk is that what is extracted from the peros is going to be mutter. And isn't it because he only said the lashon of elu and he didn't say the lashon of sheini toim? So we see from here that this lashon of sheini toim that is ma'akev. The Ron explains why would we make the assumption that you're able to eat drink that which is yotzemem even though it's usur to eat chilufayim and geduleim. So the Ron says because by chilufayim and geduleim the davar usur is still extant, and therefore it's possible that the prohibition should apply to the derivative of the food as well. But once, by Yadavar Sheyotzebem, once the wine or the oil is extracted, the prohibited food, the grape or the olive, it's all crushed up. It's no longer in existence, and therefore you would think that prohibiting the wine or the oil would be the more novel ruling. And since the Tana doesn't mention it, it's mashma that it's mutter. So we see that Elu is not the lashon that's makib. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Hu adin da filu biyotzebem aser. It's also aser biyotzebem. Vadifale lashminan. And we came to include, and we said expressly in the Brisa, only the thing that was even more of a chiddush. The chilufayim kiduleim dami, that the chilufim are considered to be like gidulim. So in other words, the Gemara is basically reversing itself, and the Gemara is saying that the Yotzebem is not what's the most davar mechudash. The most davar mechudash would be the chilufin arasur. That by Yotzebem, it's pashut that it's asur. Why? Because Yotzebem is more like gedulim. By gedulim, something grew from the davar asur. By Yotzebem, something came out from the davar asur. So if something comes out from the davar asur, of course it's going to be asur. What's the biggest chiddush? Chilufin. Why? Because chilufin is something that's exchanged for a davar asur. Chilufin is not even related to the davar asur. It only comes in through an exchange. Therefore, that's the biggest chiddush, and that's what the Gemara focuses on. Toshma, sheini ochel v'sheini toim. If a person says sheini ochel v'sheini toim, mutter b'chilufayim v'gedulayim. It's mutter to eat the chilufin and the gedulim. Ha yotzemem aser. So we say, so the diuk is that by davar sheyotzemem it would be aser. So we see that the lashon that's ma'akev is sheini toim. Says the Gemara, no, is no raya. I did lo nasa bereisha yotzemem lo nasa b'seifa yotzemem. We already said we're not talking about yotzemem in the Mishnah because in this Mishnah that we bring down because yotzemem it's posh. That it's going to be yasser. See, you can't make any diuk from this Mishnah at all. So Tashma, Amrav Yuda, Maisa Vasa Reb Tarfon Alai, Beisim Shenishbash Limo. There was a Maisa that we saw in the prior Mishnah where Reb Tarfon Aser, the Beisim that were Nisbashel with the meat. So Amrlo, and we said, when is this? Amasai, Bizman Sheomer Basar Ze Alai. That's only where he says Basar Ze Alai. The Ron says that Zeh is like the Lashon of Elu. Zeh is analogous to the Lashon of Elu. So it's only when is this going to become a Chaticha Shel Isser? It's only when he says Basar Zeh. Sha'a Noder Min Adavar V'nis Arev Ba'acher, because if a certain person is Noder from something and he makes it a Chaticha Shel Isser, and that thing is then mixed into something else, V'yesh Ba'beno Sein Tam Areza Aser. Be'elu. So we over here we bring a raya. What happened? The guy said Basar Zeh. He didn't say Sheini Toim, but we said that he makes the meat into a Chaticha Shel Isser. So we see that what's ma'akev? It's the lashon of Zeh or the lashon of Elu that's ma'akev, not the lashon of Sheini Toim. So says the Gemara. Now I never had a kasha about this. Be'elu lo kami boil on the dafkahu. Definitely the lashon of Elu is ma'akev. That has to be said in order to make this thing a Chaticha Shel Isser. Kimi boil on b'Sheini Toim dafka. Oh, lav dafka. The question is, in addition to saying Elu, do I also need to say Sheini Toim, or do I not need to say Sheini Toim? Tashma, Dug Dugim Sheini Toim, Aser Bem, Ben Gdolim, Ben Tanim, Ben Chaim, Ben Vishalim, Umutter Betris Trufa, Ubitzir. But it's going to be mutter by tris trufa and seer. So what are fish innards and the brine? So fish innards and the brine are things that are yotze from the fish. And we see it's mutter because he said sheini toim and he didn't use the lashon of elu. So says the Gemara. Well, amarava kvar yotzemehem. No. There's no raya. Maybe the brine and the fish innards that we're talking about are mutter are stuff that already came out of the fish. But maybe the stuff that emerges after the nether is taken, it still might be prohibited. So the Ran, again, La Halacha says, since we're in doubt as to how to interpret the nether, we would interpret it in the broadest way possible, and we'd aser as many things as possible to aser. So we'll continue again with the next series of Mishnayos in the series of Mishnayos, God willing, and tomorrow's stuff.